Well, amen. Praise the Lord for that special tonight as well. If you have your Bibles with you tonight, go ahead and look with me to the book of Matthew, chapter 13. Matthew, chapter 13 on Sunday nights. We've been going through and teaching on the teachings of Christ. And we've been doing this in chronological order. And we went all the way back to his childhood, 12 years of age, and we've seen that from that point forward, Jesus Christ started teaching the things of God, and they were amazed at what knowledge he had, because he was God who was manifested in the flesh. And so we've been going through, we're now in about the getting toward the end of the second year of his 3.5 year public ministry. And last week we looked at the parables of the hidden treasure and the pearl of great price, but those two kind of goes together there, because both of them represent Christ or Christianity, and it reveals that it's worth selling everything else to have. And you can't sell and you can't buy, but it's worth everything else. It's worth more than anything you could ever have in this world. And Jesus Christ brought heaven to earth, and he established a life which is what we look at today as Christianity. And there is no better life than that of Christianity, and the promises and the blessings and purpose, and then not only in this life, but then the blessings of everlasting eternal life. And so when you focus on that, it's just, it is the hidden treasure in this world, and it is the pearl of great price. There's nothing more valuable than Christ in us, our Christian living. And so that's why we looked at that last week. Well, tonight we're looking at Matthew chapter 13, and we'll be reading verse 47 down to verse 52. Again, this is another kingdom of heaven parable, which is revealing what God has brought to humanity to be able to value, to be able to enhance life. We preached in the morning on that idea of abundant life, abundant living, and I trust that's been a help to you as well. So this is somewhat connecting with Sunday morning and Sunday night. But Matthew chapter 13, go ahead and stand with me. We'll read the Word of God together. As I read, you can follow right along with me. These are the actual teachings of Christ. And he says, verse 47, again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a net that was cast into the sea and gathereth of every kind, which when it was full, they drew in to shore and sat down and gathered the good into vessels, but cast the bad away. So shall it be at the end of the world. The angels shall come forth and sever the wicked from amongst the just, and shall cast them into the furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. And Jesus saith unto them, have ye understood all these things? And they say unto him, yea, Lord. Then said he unto them, therefore, every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is an householder, which bringeth forth out of his treasure things new and old. And let's pray. Our Father and our God, as we bow before you again, we thank you for the blessing of the opportunity to be in church, and for everyone that's here that took advantage of their opportunity. And Father, as we've assembled here, we have assembled in your name, and we appreciate, Lord, and we are so thankful for your presence in this place. And we ask, God, that you would empower the preaching of the word tonight, and that you would give each one of us that ear to hear what you have for us to hear tonight. For this we ask in Jesus' name, amen and amen. You may be seated. So again, he's helping the disciples to understand what he brought from heaven to establish in this New Testament church age, and that's Christianity. That is the way that God would have us to live life. And as we live life that way, then we can claim the promises of God. As we continue to live life as God would have us to, then we have the assurance of answered prayers. We have the assurance that God hears our prayer. We have the assurance that He is ever with us. He'll never leave us nor forsake us. So we understand that He has given to us everything that we have need of in order to deal with whatever we have to deal with. As we have faced troubled times, we face being afraid, as we preached on this morning. Every aspect of life, God has revealed that He has given to us that which is needed in that area of life, whether it would be marriage, raising children, finance, everything about life. And so what a blessing it is to know that we have that. And we have that in the Scriptures. They address the Christian life. So He comes back and He says in this parable, He said again, He had been given them all these parables, understanding what was brought from heaven to earth and how they were to live this way. And so He says, now the kingdom of heaven is likened to a net that was cast into the sea and gathered of every kind. Kingdom of heaven likened to what we would call a dragnet. Now, if you're much of a fisherman, you realize when you go fishing, if you target a certain type of fish, then you use a certain type of bait. If you want to catch bass, then you use some kind of a lure. You use some kind of a bait that bass look to and think it's something that it's not, but they will look to feed upon that. If you want to catch crappie, then you take some crappie jigs or whatever that you know that the crappie want to feed on. If you want to catch a bottom feeder type of a fish, like a carp, I don't know why anybody would want to catch a carp, but if you wanted to catch a carp, then you have to realize then you it's not going to hit anything alive. You have to throw something dead and something out there that stinks. And it'll let it lay on the bottom and the carp will come around. And so what I'm saying here is when you're fishing, most of the time you target a certain type of fish. But He says the kingdom of heaven, and these are fishermen He's preaching to, and so he knows they understand about fishing. And so He says it's as a dragnet. You just get the biggest net that you can find or make that the boat can pull, and you just throw it out behind the boat, and whatever comes in its way, you're going to catch. It's not target fishing. It is just whatever's out there, we're going to get it in our net. And as you pull this net through the water, whatever gets in it stays. And verse 47 through 50, He talks about this dragnet. And in presenting this, He is telling them and helping them to understand this is Christianity. This is what we've been established to accomplish. The great commission that He would give them is to go into all the world. Reach all people with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Want to see people get saved. Because outside of salvation, people are going to die and go to a devil's hell. It's hard for lost people to understand that. It's even hard for some saved people to understand that. But there's no doubt it's the teachings of the Bible. It's what Jesus Christ came to defeat the devil. And by defeating the devil, He defeated death and hell. And He offers salvation to all who will just look to Him. And they can escape the damnations of hell. But there has to be an awareness of an eternity in a place of hell. There has to be an awareness of a spiritual battle that's taken place. And it is taking place in our lives. I'll tell you, right now in the world, if you can't see spiritual warfare taking place, then you have no understanding at all of spiritual warfare. If you can't understand, that's what's happening right here in the United States of America. The battles that are going on between, most people look at it as politics, but it's far more than politics. It's far more than than skin color. It is a spiritual warfare. And Satan is very much alive and trying to destroy anything that God would want to bless. And he, as we preached on that this morning as well, he is as that thief who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So we find here that he is revealing this idea of eternal judgment. But before he does that, and this parable here is somewhat the same as the parable of the tares amongst the wheat. And he tells you, no, you can't go out there and pull up the tares because you're going to pull up some wheat with it. We do not know who is truly saved and who's not saved, but we do know what a person has to do to be saved. And that's why we throw the net out. But he says, the kingdom of heaven is likened to a net which a net that was cast into the sea of humanity, and gathered every kind, which when it was full, they drew it to shore. And he's talking about at the end of this church age, and sat down and gathered the good into the vessels, but cast the bad away. Now that was the illustration, and then the application, so shall it be at the end of the world. At the end of the world, when the net's full, the angels shall come forth and separate the wicked from amongst the just, the lost from the saved, and shall cast them into the furnace of fire, which is revealing to us a place of eternal damnation, a place of hell, where there shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Now, that's what he presents there in this verse 47 through 50. Talks about every kind brought into the net. All are welcome. We throw the net out, and the net is, if you will, the gospel. And it's the church that Jesus Christ established that is spreading the gospel. That's going into all the world. As a church, we support around 80 missionaries, missionary projects. And we do that because we want to be obedient to what Jesus Christ established for his church to do. Because if we are obedient to what he tells us to do, then we can claim his promises. His promise to be here with us in the midst, if we are obedient to preach and teach his word. The promise to bless the church as the church does the work that God has called us to do, that is reaching the world with the gospel, all on and on and on. I tell young guys that are just starting churches or going into smaller churches that are to try to grow those churches, get a missions program started. Make sure that you are not just trying to build a club, but that you're understanding the work of the church, what Jesus Christ established his church to do. And if you will but just yield yourself to that and start doing what he's told the church to do, then you can expect the blessings of God upon that church. Whether it be finances, we've never had a major financial problem in this church because we've always been a church that is reaching the lost. We've always been a church that understands worldwide missions. We've always looked to give. We've always looked to be the light. And God has blessed this church. Praise the Lord for it. Possibly more now, even through this COVID, than ever before. Which helps every pastor to know when you're growing in the midst of world catastrophe, when you're growing in the midst of a COVID, you know, when you think, and people have stayed at home, and people have got out of church, and all the different things, but we've added more to the church. And the offerings have never been better because God is blessing his word. He wants his church to get out his light, to put the net out there. So we find here, this is what's taking place. Every kind was brought into the net. Every kind comes through the doors this church. Not everybody that comes to this church is saved. They don't have to be. You don't have to be saved to come to the church. No. Not everybody that comes to this church believe the way this church teaches. Don't have to. As long as you're not trying to convince anybody else of a different way to believe. We're going to address those types of things. But the church doors are open to anyone and everyone, all kinds. We don't target a certain color. We don't target a certain status. No, we target the world. And we do everything we can to make sure that the gospel is being taken into the world. The same truth that we preach here, all of our missionaries preach, no matter where they're at on the earth. And we have them all around the earth. We have them all around the world. Whether they're in China, and we have China missionaries. They're preaching what we preach here. Whether in Africa, they're preaching what we preach here. Because it's not our gospel, it's God. It is the Bible. So all kinds. He's teaching his disciples. Don't just target a certain sect. Don't target a certain... But it's all kinds. Yeah. All are welcome. All can be saved. But not all will be saved. If they're not saved, we don't want to be the reason that they don't get saved. That's important to understand that. We'll get into that in just a few minutes here. If they don't get saved, it's important that we know that we are not the reason they didn't get saved. What a blessing to know that God has used you to lead somebody to Christ. God has used you and your giving to Faith Promise Missions to see people being saved around the world. That is a tremendous joy. To know that I'm involved in worldwide missions. I'm involved in casting the net of Christ out all over the world and establishing these New Testament churches that are going to bring them in, baptize them all around the world, and then disciple them the very same way that we disciple people right here in this church, having Sunday school in every age group, and then discipling them, teaching them all things whatsoever Christ has taught us. Verse 48 and verse 49 reveals, in the end, God will separate. He will send his angels. It's not up to us to separate. It's up to us to bring them all in. Give them an opportunity to be saved. Try to live the Christian life in front of them. Be a testimony that they see Christ in you and want what you have. If they can't see Christ in you, then why would they want what you have if they don't have any desire to have what you have? God will separate the good, he says right here, and the bad, or the wicked, and the just. And those that would be considered bad or wicked because of their sin, and they're having to answer for their sin, any one of us, if we had to answer to God for our sin, we should die and go to a devil's hell. We should be cast into hell because the wage of sin is death. Jesus paid our sin debt. So I do not have to answer to God for my sin because Jesus is my intercessor. He paid the price. He went to hell. He defeated the devil. And he offers me forgiveness of my sins, cleansing of my sins, redemption. Yeah. Because of that, I'm going to be able to go to heaven. Because of what Christ did and what I've accepted in Christ. If I did not, then I would be cast into this furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Even though they were in the net, doesn't guarantee that they're saved. Because the church cannot save them. Not even a Baptist church. Now they'll come closer to getting saved if they come to a Baptist church, because a Baptist church preaches and teaches the Bible. We focus on preaching and teaching the Bible. Every song that you hear sung here focuses on a message from the Bible. All the special music that you hear from here focuses on a message from the Bible. It's got a biblical message to that. And so from the very beginning to when you leave, you're going to be influenced by the Bible, whether you realize it or not, because you're in a church that believes the Bible is the Word of God. But some will attend a church and they will even join a church thinking that that church, if I can just become a member of that church, then I can be saved, or I can have heaven to look forward to. No church can forgive you of your sins. No church can give you everlasting life. Only Christ. Only Christ. So then he says in verse 51, verse 52, he puts it all together for the disciples and for us as well to understand these things. The application, if you will. He said in verse 51, Jesus saith unto them, have ye understood all these things? Do you understand the parables I've been teaching you? Do you understand the application of the parables? What these parables would actually mean in your life? And do you understand what this dragnet was? And they said unto him, have you understood all these things? They say unto him, yea. Lord, you've given us these parables and you've given us this understanding and application. So yeah, we understand this. Verse 52. Then said he unto them, therefore. Okay, therefore, you have all these parables, you have all these things that I brought from heaven. It's a Christian life, it's what you're to do, it's what I've established. He said, therefore, every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is a householder, which bringeth forth out of his treasure things new and old. Now, that's what I'm going to explain more to you tonight. There's a whole lot right there in that one verse, but it's putting all these parables together, these kingdom of heaven parables together. He asked them, do you understand? I would ask you the same thing. Do we understand that this Bible is the Word of God, preserved by God, exactly the way he wanted it preserved? For the English-speaking people, we look to this King James Bible because it's withstood the test of time. There's no need to change it. If I'm to live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God, then I must have every word. And I believe that God has preserved every word for the English-speaking people through this King James so that we can have exactly what God has for us. If I wrote you a letter and gave it to somebody else to give to you, I would not expect the person I gave it to make changes before he gave it to you. It's no longer from me if he's made changes. It's from him. He's taken what I've given to you and made whatever changes he wanted to make and given it to you and says it's from me, but it's really not from me if there have been made, if there's changes. If I'm to live by every word, then I need to have every word that God has given to me and he has given to you. So that's the Bible that we have. We hold to this. I have no problem with commentaries. Just don't call it a Bible. I want to look to this Bible as being exactly what God has given to me. Because it's from him, it's not from somebody else. So, understanding this, from the Bible, he says, we reach all. I'm not targeting bass. I'm not targeting bluegill. Not targeting carp, even though there's some carp that might come. Yeah. It's a dragnet. Cast into the sea. to gather every kind, whosoever will. This idea that only a certain elect can be saved, and it's really you're chosen by God, whether you're going to die and go to hell or die and go to heaven, that's not Bible. The Bible says, for God so loved the world. What is the world? That's all humanity. That's just not America. That's not white. That's not black. That's not yellow. That's not what. It's everybody. He is no respecter of persons, and neither can his church be respecter of persons. We need to reach the world, everybody. Yeah. Only Jesus saves. You got to come into the net. You have to come into the net because that's what's out there collecting to be brought to God. If you're not in the net, or if you are in the net and you don't get saved, then you're going to be cast into a place of eternal damnation. Every scribe, he goes into this idea of a scribe. Therefore, every scribe, he's already given us the idea of the net. He's already given us the idea of every kind. And only the just and only the good go to heaven. Only those that have done exactly what God says, they have received Jesus Christ. So every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven. So now what's he talking about, every scribe? A scribe, the definition for that is one with Bible knowledge. There was a sect during the New Testament church age, the first century, a sect of scribes, and that was not what he's talking about there. You don't have to be that. It is a scribe is somebody that has Bible knowledge. Jesus here is mainly addressing his apostles, whom he had taught Bible knowledge. Today we have the completion of the Word of God. Everything that Jesus taught his disciples, we have written down and preserved in the New Testament Bible. So if you read this Bible, if you have studied this Bible, if you've been taught this Bible, then you would be looked at as a scribe, someone who has knowledge in this parable and what he's presenting to us here, one that has Bible knowledge. Can I tell you that anyone that's been raised in the United States of America has been influenced by Bible knowledge? The laws that we adhere to, I don't know if they're going to change them, but were established according to Bible. Bible knowledge. You've been taught Bible. You've been instructed, he says, unto the kingdom of heaven. You have been given the knowledge of heaven on earth. The kingdom of heaven, we've studied that. And all Sunday morning, Sunday night, the idea there, it's what Jesus brought to us. It's what the New Testament Christianity is all about. And so we have been instructed, we have the Bible knowledge of what God expects of humanity to live according to what Jesus brought and lived as an example before us. This would be all the saved that are in churches where they are being taught the Bible. I look out here tonight, and of course I've been pastoring this church 36 years. And there's been some that are sitting here that have been here the whole 36 years. Others have been here for 30 years. Others 20 years, 15 years, 10 years. But you have been sitting under the preaching and the teaching of the Bible for as long as you've been in this church. We preach Sunday morning Sunday school, the Bible. We preach Sunday morning worship, the Bible. We preach Sunday night, the Bible. We preach Wednesday night, the Bible. I don't know how many lessons you have been taught just since you've been in this church. But you've been taught Bible. You would be one that he's talking about here, a scribe which is instructed in the kingdom of heaven. And he says, you're likened unto an householder. A householder. Now, the main understanding of a householder is someone that is a master of a household. He has opportunity to and responsibility to his house, the household. And the Bible says that he's likened unto a householder which bringeth forth out of his treasure things new and old. Bringeth forth out of his treasure. What is his treasure? What do you get from God? Salvation. It's that pearl of great price. It's a treasure that we hold if you're saved. You get church membership. Church membership is dependent upon somebody believing in Jesus Christ, getting saved, and then wanting to identify with Jesus Christ publicly, having biblical baptism. Biblical baptism allows you, a born-again believer, to say, hey, I am not ashamed of my Savior. I want to identify publicly with my Savior. I want to, if people to know that I'm a Christian. I want to identify with Jesus in his death and his burial. And you go under the water of baptism, you are able to identify with his death and his burial. When you come out of the water of baptism, you identify with his resurrection. And you say, in order for me to be a member of Christ's church, I need to first of all be saved. Being saved is putting my faith in Jesus Christ, knowing that if without him, I'm going to die and go to devil's hell. He paid my sin debt. I receive him as my Savior. I'm saved, and now I can be baptized into the church that Jesus Christ places me in. And I become part of that body, part of that family of God. Every church member here is part of that household. And if you will, have somewhat responsibilities as a householder. Because God has given to you the treasure of salvation, the treasure of a church family, the treasure of spiritual gifts. There's not a born-again believer that does not have a spiritual gift to be able to use for Christ. That's part of the treasure that God has given to me. I have knowledge. Sometimes, as a pastor, I got to realize not everybody knows what I know. Even though I've been trying to preach for 36 years, all that I know, and it's what the Bible is, but I'm continuing to learn myself. There's so much in this Bible. There's so much concerning God and what he has for us and all the things. I continue to grow. I continue to want to get excited about preaching and teaching truths from the Bible. But it's the Bible. It's the words of God. I have that Bible knowledge. You have Bible knowledge. You ought to treasure that. These are the things that you have received from God. These are the treasures. And he said, with all that, you have a platform. If you have a platform in the nursery, you can make a difference in the nursery. Those kids are not going to remember me from the nursery. Come on, preacher. Their parents will. Because their parents are able to be fed, and because you've given them peace about taking care of their babies and their toddlers. Yeah, it makes an impact. You take that Sunday school class and you take the Bible and you start teaching that kindergarten education, that kindergarten level, And you pass that kindergarten up to first grade, and that teacher comes in there and they teach, and then you pass them on to the junior high, and the junior high youth leader comes in there and he starts teaching you, pass them on to the high school, you pass them on to the college, and you see how that through the church and the platform that you have in some of these areas, using that spiritual gift and serving God at whatever capacity God would have you to serve him, it impacts lives. The lives of those that come in from the dragnet. All kinds, but all loved by God. All in whom Jesus died for. Yeah. And so he says to that, he says, which bringeth forth out of his treasure things new and old. You're continuing to get new things so you can teach them. Continue to teach and preach the old things, but continue to grow so that you have more to teach, more to pass on. Don't hold back anything useful. Look to help all kinds receive Christ. And after they get saved, help them to have knowledge of the Bible. And once they're in church, looking to grow in the church, don't be a stumbling block. You understand how important it is? How important the church is? There's all kinds of people here. Don't keep a chip on your shoulder. Don't look to hinder someone else's growth. Don't judge. Don't expect everyone to have the same convictions that you have. Don't expect everybody to be like you. Praise the Lord. Expect everybody to be like Christ. Encourage everyone to be like Christ by you being like Christ. That's part of the treasure that you have and what you can use in the church that God's planted you in for those in whom come through the fish net to this Lighthouse Baptist Church. And as householders, part of our household, we're going to look to make sure that they understand biblical salvation. Not everybody that comes and wants to join the church is even saved. We have to make sure that they understand salvation. We have to make sure that they understand biblical baptism. We have to help them to understand what the Bible teaches. It's not what the church stands, it's what the Bible says is most important. If you believe what the Bible teaches, then attend a church that teaches the Bible. Don't be a stumbling block. Be kind. Look to keep the unity of the body of Christ so that we can make a difference in more and more people's lives. Because as they come in, they're going to continue to come in. Because we're throwing a fishnet out there, a dragnet. All kinds are coming. Rejoice over every kind getting saved. We target the world. We're open to the world. They need Christ. And it's our treasure. Don't hold back any of your treasure. Use treasures here to gain treasures in heaven. Amen. Use whatever you have here that God has blessed you with to be able to make a difference in people's lives so that you can have even greater treasures in heaven. I'll close with Hebrews in chapter 10. I think it kind of brings it all together, understanding. Hebrews in chapter 10, verse 23. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith That's what's most important. It's what Christ taught us. It's what the Bible teaches. I'm going to hold on to that without wavering. I'm not going to change that, not to accommodate anybody. I've often said, if I offend you, I'm going to apologize. I do not look to offend anybody. I don't want to offend anybody. If the word that I preach offends you, I'm not apologizing for that, because it's what you need. If it's Bible, I would never apologize for the Bible. That's what people need. If I offend you by how I present the Bible, then that's my bad. I'll apologize for that. But I'll never apologize for the truths that come from this Bible. I'm going to hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. For he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another, all of us using our treasures, consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. Because that's what's going to help you the most when you start loving and serving God as God wants you to serve him. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another. Do you come to church just looking to find somebody to exhort, to encourage, to build up? If you'll come to church with that attitude, you'll get more out of church. If you come to church with a chip on your shoulder, stay home. Watch us on live stream. Exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. We see the day approaching. It is here. There's more going on in our society, in America, more spiritual warfare, as we started out by preaching and helping us to understand. We have more going on, and we need the church more today than ever before. And the dragnet's out. Let's bring them in. Build them up. To send them out, to bring them in. Build them up, to send them out, to bring more in, to build more up, to send more out, to bring them out, to bring them more in. And we're going to continue to do that. That's the theme of the church. We're going to continue to do that until Christ calls his church home. Yeah. What a parable. If I could have every head bowed tonight. Fill the net. Convert the lost, disciple all who will be discipled. That is the work. Fill the net, convert the lost, and disciple all who will be discipled. Father, we bow before you. Thank you, Lord God, for this truth, this parable of this dragnet and how it's applied even to us here tonight. Pray that you'd help us to understand it and how it affects every individual. Help us, each and every one, to get on board with the work that you've called us to do, to accomplish all that you would have us to accomplish. Bless in this invitation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.